We are here to fight for change in our city.
We are the Johannesburg Junior Council.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the JJC podcast experience. My name's Duncan Agar and I've got a lot of guests with me today, and today we're going to be talking about dating. So please introduce yourselves.
I'm Munasha Crumbo.
I'm Stephanie Ochioso.
I'm Tishul Mistry.
I'm Gabriel Onigwe.
Okay, so I'm sure we all know dating is quite an important thing in everybody's life. Big fear of the humankind is actually to die alone. And I think the only way to not do that is to find somebody which you really love. So let me start off by asking, do you think in our age we can find somebody that we love and can end up together with? Like, do you think if you dated somebody now, you could marry them and live with them for your whole life?
Yeah, I think so. I just think it's really like unlikely at this age. It's possible, but unlikely.
I think no, because you're grouped with people in high school, and that's the most options that you have. You have the options of people who you are in high school with. So then you're not really open to outer experiences, which is why most relationships don't last. Percentages. Why am I doing that? Percentages don't last. Percentages don't last. The percentage doesn't last. So there's percentage of people that date outside and get married, and then percentage of people that date in school and get married. I personally know of one couple in my school that ever got married when they were in high school, from high school. And it's just for me an eye-opener that high school limits you, and high school is all that you have. So then you have a fixed number of personalities that you get with and a fixed number of opportunities. But if you're in university, you have people from selected different high schools, different places, and you have more of an experience, more of a eye-opening perspective to see who you can get with.
I agree.
Munasha, you're speaking a lot about personality, but we know that most teenagers don't care, or even if they do care about personality, it's not the main factor. It's about how the person looks and what other people are going to say. So I don't agree with like what Gabriel was saying, where he said that if you find the right person, it could be the one, even though it's unlikely. I think it should. It's not right. It's like, because like you were saying, the variety isn't there. Also, we very uneducated. We so young and immature. How are we going to make that right decision for the rest of our life?
So, yeah, I see things as this. I play something to win the game. Okay. And dating, winning, is like getting married, I would say. You know what I mean? So I think unless there's a chance of you seeing a future with that person or getting married or just bettering yourself in that relationship and getting to know yourself better, I don't think you should date, because I think that just brings along pain for you and that other person.
Duncan, so what... Sorry, Stephanie.
I disagree with that. I feel like dating is trial and error. Especially when you're a teen, I think it's important to date as many people as you can so you can learn to find what works for you and what you think is your type. Let me say, I know people don't have types. Or just, because if you stay in that one relationship thinking that that's what you're going to marry, then you tend to, you know, blind yourself to the red flags and issues in that relationship. And I've definitely been in that situation a few times. It's good to keep an open mind and remember that, like Tashil said, you're learning, you're growing, you're experiencing, you're exploring all these different options to see what option works best for you.
Stephanie, you're saying about like in high school, you should try and find the right type of person that you're looking for so you meet different people, a lot of different people. But then often people get labeled like players, and I don't want to say the word, I'm going to say it because it's the only way to describe it. Girls get labeled hoes and stuff like that, and it's not fair. So how do you contrast between the two?
Like going for experiences and going for too much. Like almost like that, yeah.
Perception is power. I feel like it's just the way people see it. So if you see it as you're exploring and you're finding new experiences and what works for you, then I don't see it as a problem. It's just your intentions behind what you're doing. And even with, and it's also about being honest about what you're doing. Like, you can't get into a relationship knowing you're just there for fun and the person's in there for like end game. You obviously need to be honest with the people you're in. And it also brings into the conversation like polyamorous relationships and just like vibing and again, just branching out into different personalities and people and what works for you. It's about honesty. And if you see it with the right intentions, I don't think other people's perception of it really matters, unless people take that perception and, you know, act on it and say, oh no, I'm not gonna get with you because in the past you were a player, when you're actually just exploring and you're ready to settle down and you're like, okay, this is what I want, and that's you, and that's only where I can see it being an issue.
Okay, so let's say somebody comes up to you and is like, hey, I want to be your boyfriend, but I'm only going to date you for a month. What would you do?
No.
Like, that's kind of like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you have to go into a relationship, see, like, with the possibility of it going forever.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't think there's a point of getting into a relationship if you know it's going to end. What's the point of that?
Okay, like, that's actually true. Yeah.
Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, winning, getting married, there has to be a possibility. Otherwise, I would feel like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, definitely. You obviously have to put up the idea that this is endgame, but I don't feel like it should be an expectation.
100%.
That's what I'm trying to 100%. Get at. Yeah. So I'm not saying get into the relationship to get out a month after. Get into the relationship knowing that you're learning, you're growing, you're experiencing something new. And if that something new is endgame, then go for it. Yeah.
Agreed.
I think that if you get into a relationship thinking that you're only going to date for a month, or, you know, you're going with that mindset, I don't think you'll... Sounds like a joke to me, like you won't take it seriously, you won't put as much effort into it. But if you go in thinking that, even though you have that thought at the back of your head, it might not last forever, but if you go in thinking that or hope that, I think, yeah, you put everything to it and, you know, try hardest to keep it going.
Regarding the topic of dating someone just for a month, is that, I just wanted to ask, what do you guys view as the dangers of dating someone because of how they look, or because of the way their body is shaped, or because of this, that, physical factors?
I think it's getting judged by other people. Like, if you go and date someone who's maybe, I'm trying to decide how I'm going to describe this. Maybe you find this person attractive, and, you know, obviously your friends are, and you'll obviously get judged for that at school. Like, why are you with her? Or thought you could do better, et cetera, et cetera.
I hate that. I thought you could do better. Like, I think that's such a mean comment to say. Like, you're judging her off of her looks only. Like, you don't know her inner like I do. Like, for instance, like, you don't know her personality and all of that. And, like, as you, Tashil, was saying, like, yes, it's often in high school about looks and all of that. But when you're in the actual relationship, and I think it actually becomes more about personality and stuff like that. It, for me personally, anyway.
I think regarding you looking for marriage, if you're looking for someone based off looks, it's fun while you're young. But when you get old, I'm telling you, when you look like a prune, no one's attractive. And you're going to be like, I don't need this person. I married them for looks. And now those looks are gone. And then you're going to go look for a young child who's probably 20 years younger than you. Like, that's what I found. But when you look for someone in personality, you both get pruny and old, but you still love each other because you didn't chase each other because of how you look.
Yeah.
You chase each other because of love.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think a relationship ending, like, badly, let's say in our age, like, we're all 16, 17 around there, let's say it ends really badly, do you think that can scar you for the rest of your life? Like,
100%, definitely. Being in an abusive relationship as a teen, extremely detrimental to your mental health, not gonna lie, because that sets the foundation for what you see as love and what you see as a genuine relationship. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Stephanie. If you have, maybe you got into a serious relationship with someone at this age, and a few, like, months down the line or something, maybe even 2 years down the line, something happens and it goes terribly wrong. Obviously, I mean, if you put your all into it, firstly, you'll be heartbroken. Probably, you know, wouldn't trust anyone again. It's going to be hard to get into a relationship again and, you know, get back on your bike and start balancing. So, yeah, it'll definitely affect you for the rest of your life. could maybe, like, you might not ever want to get into a relationship. Sometimes you will after some, you know, help and so on. But yeah, I think it'll definitely have a long-term effect.
Question. Have you guys ever been in, like, a toxic or abusive relationship? I know you're young, but to chill.
Personally, I have not.
No. Anyone?
No, personally, no.
Personally, I haven't, but I've, like, seen people where their relationships were, it wasn't a friendly relationship. They were basically one person just doing what the other person was saying. And it was almost, I think, I don't like the word abusive because it sounds a lot more harsh, like physical. But emotionally, I think it was very traumatizing on one party, and the other party doesn't always realize what's going on. So it's something that we as society need to be aware of and look at in other people to see if they are struggling, because it's hard. If you're in that situation, you can't just leave.
Yeah, you I know what you're saying. Like, you still love them. Even though they may be abusing you, you still love them. So it's hard to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in saying all of that, do you think maybe it's bad to be dating in such a young age, because you don't know, since we're so, like, not immature, but non-experienced and stuff like that, it could end so badly that it may ruin your experience for dating ever. Do you think it's, like, almost not recommended to date so young?
I personally think there's pros and cons. It's a 50-50 argument. Like Stephanie said, if you do date, you find out more about what you want. And like I said, if you don't date, then you're less prone to things like depression and anxiety. I don't think I said that. But yeah, you're less prone to things like depression and anxiety. And you're not doing things just for fun. And you're not doing things just because it's the norm and just because you're the top dog or the G. If you get a girl, or if you bag the hottest chick in your grade, if you get what I mean.
Manashi, I can see you're a rugby player just by, like, listening to
this guy.
I think I half agree with Manashi, but not entirely. But it's often more so that not whether you are dating or not dating, whether it's bad or good, but it's where you are at personally. So right now, I don't want the commitment of a relationship. So I'm not going to go out there and try and look for someone to date, because it's not fair on them or myself, because I'm not going to provide them with that commitment. But if you are going to commit, then fair enough, you can go out there and find someone. Also, like Duncan said earlier, if you're not looking for something serious, don't do it. It's not worth it, because the relationship is going to end. You know inevitably it's going to end, but the other person doesn't. And they're expecting that to last.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, going a bit off topic here, but what do we all think of, like, relationships that shouldn't work? So, like, not shouldn't work, but relationships that society sees as harder than normal relationships. So, like, long-distance relationships, relationships across race, relationships across religion, stuff like that. Like, what do we all think about that?
I think it all depends on the person, the two people that are dating. External factors shouldn't be a problem if you two deeply love each other.
Yeah.
Even with long-distance relationship. I know you're in a long-distance relationship, Duncan.
Yeah.
And if you love your girlfriend so much and you care for her, it doesn't matter that you're so far away from each other. It doesn't matter that you black or white. It doesn't matter that you're rich or poor. If you love each other, then it shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem that your parents don't want you to be together at all.
Mm.
You should have that sort of mindset that I love this person and I'll do anything for them. Even if that means I'm getting my arm chopped off.
Yeah.
And I will do anything for this person. I don't care about what's going on the outside. I don't care about what's going on, what people think. I love this person. She loves me. And we're going to do this.
I think, Manashi, that's so true, because no one else is involved in your relationship. Mm. It's between you and that person. And it's human nature that people will judge, and we can't do anything about what they're going to say, but what we can do is how we receive what they say, and we shouldn't take it to heart, because even if it's someone close, even we all know if someone close to us says something hurtful, it hurts more than it should if someone else said it.
It's close to the heart.
Yeah, it's close to home, but they're not in that relationship that we're in, so it's all about what we do with that person and not anyone else. And then if we, I can turn the conversation to another side. As teenagers, when people are dating, sexual relations often become a really huge thing. What is your opinion on that?
When it comes... Oh, sorry. I feel like sex is a very, very important thing in a relationship. And it's very... it's a sacred thing, I feel. And it's something that shouldn't be wasted. It's something that shouldn't be
thrown around
like you're a dog. I feel like it's a connection thing. Once you do it, you're connected to this person. And if you just keep on doing it with random people, then you're not going to be connected. And I think, again, you should do it with a person that you love, the person that you see yourself with, and the person that you want to marry. I feel that that's very important, because besides that, then it's just a waste of time. Yeah. And you know,
it doesn't become special anymore.
It's not special.
Yeah.
It's not sacred. It's not something that is based out of love. It's something that's based out of lust. You just want to do it for fun.
So, okay, I'll admit something quite like embarrassing. Well, other people find it embarrassing. I don't. Mm. So I didn't have my first kiss until last year, December.
Don't worry, man. I haven't kissed a girl yet.
With my girlfriend. Because I always said I wouldn't kiss some random, which I don't like, and love. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with people kissing somebody which they don't love. But for me personally, I thought it would be more special.
Mm.
And I was really glad I waited when I finally did get my first kiss. Yeah. I feel like it felt so much more special than me.
Yeah.
And yes, people bullied me and made fun of me. But at the end of the day, I knew that I was doing it for myself.
Yeah.
So I didn't really care.
That I agree with, because when you get married, for example, let's say there's a guy, obviously, or girl, girl, and there's a guy.
There's a relationship.
Thank you. There's a relationship. And one person has kissed thousands of people at raves, parties, and one person is a geek who's never even who's never even kissed a girl, okay? And then, she kisses you and she's like, oh my gosh, this kiss that I had 10 years ago was way better than this guy. But then let's say you both haven't kissed a girl or kissed anyone. And then you, when you are in a relationship, you kiss each other. And then you're like, this is the best thing that has ever happened to me. It's so beautiful. It just stems back on, that's why I agree with what you're saying, that it's something that shouldn't be wasted. It's like sex, but like a lower version of it, of sex, of course. But it's something that shouldn't be wasted. And it's it puts pressure on your partner to be so much more of, I know how to do this. To be so much more of, I need to please her instead of pleasing each other. If you get what?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Do you guys believe in soul ties?
So just for anyone who doesn't know what soul ties are, do you mean like from birth, you're destined to be with that person?
No, it's like when you have sex with someone, then a part of your soul is somewhat attached to you, and you bring that part of someone's soul into the next relationship and the next. So when you eventually do get married and you're having sex with your partner, it's not just sex with your partner, it's sex with each person that they've had sex with in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that, just like Manash was saying. When you do that, you are connected to whoever you have sex with, and it doesn't leave you. Like the first time, that's always going to be with you for the rest of your life, whether it was an accident or you meant it. If that was just for fun, or whether it was for fun or not, if you don't land up with that person and you get married to someone else, that will... it's always going to be there. It'll be at the back of your head, especially if it was like an accident and you land up now maybe having sex with your wife or your husband, whoever it is. And if you realize that this person waited for you, you might just have that guilt at the back of your head that, you know, you didn't wait. You decided to have fun, you know, a while ago.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think that's very true. That you get a connection with someone and it doesn't break. It's a soul. Souls don't break until you die. And I don't think souls break actually when you die, but it doesn't break. That connection, it's there for the rest of your life. So choose wisely, guys.
How would you guys advise our audience to deal with heartbreak?
Talk to the homies, your friends. Talk to your homies, talk to your friends at school. If you're not really a social person, and I know a lot of people aren't comfortable talking to their parents or family about it, then you can, I mean, not everyone's also comfortable going to a therapist or like a psychologist, but yeah, that's an option.
But like, just remember, you're not the only one. Everyone's gone through it.
It's happened to everybody, you know. We're all trying to find that person which we're looking for, and along the way I'm sure there's going to be a few bumps, and it is normal, but at the same time it hurts. Like, it's going to hurt. And yeah,
have you guys ever been heartbroken?
Yes, twice. Very, very hard.
Menashe wants to talk about this for quite a while.
Damn. Okay, so the first time,
no names, Menashe.
No names, of course, no names. For first in grade 9, I was at this not party actually. I was doing a review at my school, and my two best friends were hyping up. They're like, "Listen, bro, you've got this. You've got this, man. You've liked this girl for so long, man. You've got this." I was like,
"Little did he know."
take notice. The guys who are hyping you up, one of them is like the most attractive guys in our grade. Like, he can get anyone. All the girls like
the
him,
player.
This, that. And I'm like, if he's telling me, then I can do this. If he's telling me, then I've got this. And I go, and her best friend finds out, and she tells her, and then she starts running away from me. I didn't notice until I see that she makes eye contact with me, and then she vies. And then I was so gone. I was broken. I was finished. You guys know Juice WRLD, right? You know he makes
Juice WRLD.
You know he makes depressing music. Yeah. That was me. That was my life. I listened to Juice WRLD 24/7 in the shower.
Wasn't it on your story today? Juice WRLD.
Oh no, that's something else. That's not a girl. That's a homie that messed up. But back to the point. It's finished me off. And then the second time, that same friend that told her that I was gonna say something. I go to that friend at the party of the friend that ran away from me. And
persistent.
I'm persistent, bro. And then I tell her that I like her. And then, okay, now we're best friends. And I tell her that I like her. And then she's like, no, I think we should just be friends. Guys, that was it for me. That made me lose all my confidence. I was like, I'm never going to go for a girl ever again. And then, that just destroyed me. That finished me, because the same guys who hyped me up last time hyped me up again. Yeah. They're like, you've got this. Instead of being like, dude, relax, listen, this, that. That's why I think outside influences are a big thing in going for girls. And then he comes to me and he's like, go for it. I go for it. Then I tell him it flopped. He's like, don't be depressed. It's not my fault. But you hyped me up. But then, that happened. But now she's my best friend, at least. We get along.
And you laugh about it.
And we laugh about it. I even made an essay about it. you laugh. I made an essay in English about it. And I actually got a very good mark for it. It was very depressing. But
it was from the heart.
Felt bad for him, actually. She was like, sure, he's gone through this. Can't give him a bad mark.
To make it worse, I listened to Juice WRLD while writing the essay. So, yeah. That's
note good. To everyone, if you ever see Juice WRLD on his story, just ask him if he's okay.
Phone him right away. Okay. Like, bro, what is up?
Yeah. Okay. That's me.
Anyone else?
I think that's it, guys. And I think we've spoken a lot about like relationships and the ins and outs of it. And I think for me, my side, I'm really happy that we did this today.
And I just want to say for everyone, love is important, but self-love comes first before anything. So if you think about getting into a relationship, remember to be open and honest and loving with yourself first before you try to be loving and honest with anybody else. We're all just learning and experiencing it. And if you're ever heartbroken, listen to Juice WRLD.
Amen.
And we're ending it off here. Thank you guys so much. This was a lovely conversation. I hope the audience learned something today. And this has been the JJC Podcast Experience.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.